I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And here's what we have on tap for this hour. I'm going to talk about what the Supreme Court did today with the illegal immigration garbage ruling. I'll get to that in a second. We're going to discuss Ketanji Brown Jackson's comments about the First Amendment that have everyone horrified today. Looks like it's time to punish Planet Fitness. We get to some emails. What's going on in Niger and why should you give a crap? All that and hopefully more coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to what we can get to. Now I want to address something here. And probably is going to be difficult to hear. Nevertheless, it is true. It is where we are is true. In case you missed it today, the Supreme Court, they blocked Texas from enforcing immigration law. I'm not going to go into all the details, all the boring stuff, but Texas said, hey, we're a border state. You're the federal government. Your job is to protect us. You have to enforce the law here on the border. And because open borders communists run the country, the federal government said, no, actually, we're not. And we don't want you enforcing the law either. Texas stepped up and said, okay, then we're enforcing the law. Started putting up razor wires, started trying to do something to stop the flow of illegals. The Supreme Court of the United States of America just stepped in and said, hey, Texas, you can't do that anymore. So let's just have it all out there. It's time. No, it's not time for you to do anything. No. It is time to have happen what I have warned about for a very long time, something that was going to happen. It is going to happen, whether it happens now or not, but the time, the appropriate time for it is now. And what is that thing? It's time for a coalition of states, red states, to simply say no to the federal government, to the Supreme Court. It is time. It is time for a good old-fashioned square-off between a coalition of red states and the federal government. A peaceful, hopefully legal square off between the red states, a coalition of red states and the federal government. Texas should respond to this ruling, well, like now. They should put together a coalition of, call it 10 states, 10 red states, and say, we have heard your Supreme Court decision. We view it as a violation of our state's sovereignty. It is a violation of our citizens here in the state of Texas. The other governors in the red states around us, it would be, you know, Oklahoma, Alabama, Louisiana, all those types. They agree with us. Florida would join in. And these states, we red states, have decided we are ignoring your Supreme Court order. We have announced that we are mobilizing all of our forces. Every illegal immigrant in the state of Texas will be arrested and deported. If you are with the federal government, whether you are a politician, FBI agent, or anyone else, and you will try to stop us from arresting and deporting illegal immigrants, you will yourself be arrested for violation of state law, and you will be put on trial in the state of Texas. Yes, feds, we will arrest you too. The time is now. No, not for you to do anything, but the time for red state governments to say enough is enough is right now, because you cannot live in a country where the high court of the land tells you you have to keep your borders open. Without those borders, we don't have a country. People are always asking me, because I've brought this up many times, about how there will be a red state coalition and how we will have a coalition of red states squaring off with the federal government. We will. Write it down, remember it, etch it in stone. It is coming. Hopefully it is peaceful, unlike the last time this happened. Hopefully nobody gets hurt, but that is our future. It will happen. And guess what? The time is now. You don't have a future. If you're a Texan, but if you're an American, really, there is no future for us as a people with a border that is not just open. It's not as if it's sitting there and the door is slightly ajar. The American communist has opened up the borders of this nation, and they're practically advertising around the globe that everyone is welcome to come here, that everyone should step up and come here. We can't survive that. It's not survivable. If you were looking for this is the final straw before the red state coalitions need to kick it off, well, the final straw is here. If the Supreme Court has determined you cannot guard the borders of your state, you must, as a state, stand against the Supreme Court. Enlist the help, as I said, of other red states around you, giving you more legal protection, making it virtually impossible for the federal government to push you around. But it is time to stand now, Texas. It's not just Texans who need you. The American people do. And you should know that I take no pleasure in this whatsoever. This is an awful place to be. And I have a lot of worry that this is not going to end up totally peaceful. I want this to end up peaceful. I don't want to see a single American hurt. I don't know, though. You see, the federal government is full of a bunch of arrogant people, too. A bunch of people who see themselves as gods, as kings and queens, as we talk about. Are they going to allow a state, even a coalition of states, to simply look at them and say, no, actually, no. We've heard your ruling, and the answer is no. Are they going to allow that? Well, normally, tyrants, especially corrupt tyrants, do not allow that. Where does it go from there? I don't know. Again, I just want this to be as peaceful. I want this to be peaceful. I want it to be as peaceful as humanly possible. But the time for a good old-fashioned square-off is right now. Now's the time. And look, the American people are fleeing to red states for the protection the red states can provide. It's time for the red states to start providing it. Census data, Americans are still fleeing blue states in droves and moving to Texas and Florida. Texas, Florida, other red states, we are moving to you because we need your protection. We need your help. So the time for you to step up and get it done is now. It's now. All right? All right. Before we get to the CDC, I want to play something else because we were referencing earlier the world of make-believe. We talk about that a lot, that the communist lives in. And I wanted to play you a little bit of this. Don Lemon's that dork who used to work on CNN. He was so lacking in talent that Andrew Cuomo used to have to do half of his show with him just to carry him through the thing. But he's black and he's gay, so he hung around CNN for a long time and made a bunch of millions of dollars. And so now because he's a millionaire and he's been on television, Don Lemon thinks he's smart. But again, just like your liberal Aunt Peggy, Don Lemon is actually so stupid he should be diagnosed as being insane because he's spent so much time in a world of make-believe that he doesn't even recognize the truth. He sat down to interview Elon Musk, and listening to Don Lemon's confusion over why DEI could be bad, and then listening to the false, quote, facts he cites, it is just, what a window into the mind of liberal Aunt Peggy.
If we lower the standards for what it takes to become a doctor.
You're saying if we lower the standards, yes. But do you believe people are dying because the standards are being lowered?
I don't think that is, yes, an issue, but it could become an issue.
Okay.
I'm going to stop it right there for a moment. I'm going to do that a couple times. I'm not trying to insult Elon Musk. I understand he's done a lot of good for free speech, and I understand he's very smart. So I'm really not anti-Elon Musk, but I'll play this again from the very beginning here. So many normal people, including highly intelligent people like Elon Musk, they really are still confused about what they're facing. Like you immediately saw him kind of clam up. Not yet, but they're going to be dying. Of course, people are already dying because of DEI. People are dying everywhere because of DEI. You just never get that marketed because all the news organizations that should be producing these kinds of headlines are heavily invested in protecting DEI. So they're never going to come out and say it. But of course, this is already happening. Good grief. Anyway, you can hear he's just norms and normas. They're just not equipped to deal with the communist yet.
If we lower the standards for what it takes to become a doctor.
You're saying if we lower the standards, yes. But do you believe people are dying because the standards are being lowered?
I don't think that is, yes, an issue, but it could become an issue.
It's already an issue. People are dying in many, many different fields across the planet because of diversity hiring, because of DEI, because of setting aside merit to hire for gender or skin color or whatever. People are already dying. I'll let this thing continue because it's a fascinating window into the mind of a commie. In a moment, before we do that, what have you done to prepare for rocky times? Not hope. What have you done to prepare? Tangible preparations. Let me ask you, do you have anything in your home you can go lay your eyes or your hands on right now that will give you comfort and remind you, wow, you know what? I have taken some steps that I'll be okay. What do you have for food? How many days worth of non-perishable food do you have in your home? Most people, the answer is like a week. My Patriot Supply has 3-month emergency food kits prepped and ready to go. Every single human being who lives in your home needs 3 months worth of emergency food, non-perishable food. So get a hold of the guys who've served over 3 million families already. My Patriot Supply. And they partnered with the show. $200 off per kit. You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com, though. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and that is, of course, the song Rolling Stone by the Rolling Stones from their original album. It is the Jesse Kelly Show here on a Monday, and you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going back to this, and I'm going to actually side, believe it or not, I'm going to kind of side with Ketanji Brown Jackson here shortly, that dirtball communist Supreme Court justice, but I want to finish this Don Lemon, Elon Musk interview. It's really long. I'm not playing all of it, but it is such a great reveal into the mind of the communist, how he thinks. the world of make-believe he lives in. I'll let him continue.
Okay, but the actual evidence in history shows the exact opposite. If you look at how minorities are treated by the medical system, most doctors now are white, and there are lots of mistakes in medicine. So you're saying that my doctors have bad medical care? I'm trying to understand your logic here when it comes to DEI.
I'll let him start again because I know you're probably confused, but you should understand you're not confused at all. Don Lemon is very confused because, again, Don Lemon has spent his entire life in a world of make-believe. And Don Lemon has not only lies all around him, he has to wake up and construct new ones every day. For you, it doesn't matter what you believe. You understand. It's a very basic belief. It's not hard to understand. If I'm supposed to hire someone based on their skill, and instead of just considering skill, I decide I'm going to start considering other things that aren't skill, skin, religion, sex, whatever it may be, then the skill is going to go down. That's something you know. That's not a hard concept to understand for you. You live in the real world. Listen to Don Lemon again. Even try to get the question out. He tries to cite some facts that aren't really facts. You can tell he's a little confused. And what you're hearing right now, you'll hear this from time to time. I love this. You're hearing this brief moment of panic in his voice where you can tell, you can almost hear it in there, where you can tell, oh my gosh, everything I believe isn't wrong, right? For just a split second. But he can't. He tries to talk his way through it. Listen to this. It's very, very fascinating. I find it to be way fascinating.
If we lower the standards for what it takes to become a doctor.
You're saying if we lower the standards, yes. But do you believe people are dying because the standards are being lowered?
I don't or have think that lowered. Is yet an issue, but it could become an issue.
Okay. But the actual evidence in history shows the exact opposite if you look at how minorities are treated.
Pause real quick. Remember, that's a tactic that your liberal Aunt Peggy will use on you as well. And probably does use on you. Well, the facts say that, well, actually, all the studies say, the history says, remember, the communist is either always A, lying about that, or B, he goes to the legitimate areas he's taken over and cites their studies in his arguments. So today, a common way to do that might be Harvard. Harvard is one of the most communist institutions outside of the Communist Party of China. But it has the name, the reputation of Harvard, right? So when you tell liberal Aunt Peggy, hey, these illegals are bringing in a bunch of violent crime, liberal Aunt Peggy, she's just trained this way as a communist, she'll say, maybe you didn't see the Harvard study that said they're less criminal than Americans. Again, building legitimacy into her world of make-believe.
Treated by the medical system. Most doctors now are white. And there are lots of...
See, he doesn't even explain it well. He doesn't even know where he's going. He doesn't know. He can't complete the question.
Mistakes in medicine. So you're saying that my doctors have bad medical care? I'm trying to understand your logic here when it comes to DEI because there's no actual evidence of what you're saying.
Pause. Your liberal Aunt Peggy probably does this to you too. Make sure you don't let him get away with this. Remember, when you're debating liberal Aunt Peggy, you're going to have to be strong enough. Strong enough is not the right word because it doesn't mean you're weak. Some people are just really non-confrontational. You're going to have to be confrontational enough to stop her when she tries to use techniques that help her lie and argue. What he just did there at the end of this, why would you say something like that when there's no evidence at all? Okay, so there's no evidence, but you believe it anyway. Trying to trap you that way. You must stop them. You must, in that moment, you said, stop. What did you just say? I just said there's no evidence. I know, but that's a lie. I have all kinds of evidence. But anyway, people are saying, that's when liberal Aunt Peggy will try to change the subject. As soon as you try to bring up evidence, she tried to assert that there was none. You bring up that you have some. She will then try to move on or change the subject. Well, yeah, but anyway, we were talking about, nope. You said there was no evidence. You just said it. You said it 1 minute ago. Here's the evidence. Do you still believe there's no evidence, Peggy? But Peggy, nope. We're not changing the subject, Peg. Peg, look at this. Are you still saying there's no evidence? This is how we have to deal with the Democrats in our lives. And listen, this is not so you can be mean or Tommy Topper them at a party. If you want a chance to save these people, if you want to pull them out of the world of hell, the world of make-believe they live in, you're going to have to confront them. This is no different than confronting an alcoholic. You got to go to rehab. You got a problem. I'm sorry. There's no easier way to do it. Liberal Aunt Peggy, she has to be shaken awake. I'll let him continue. He's actually got about another minute and a half left here. And just a sec, give me a second. Before we get back to that, let's do this. You also can't allow Liberal Aunt Peggy to commit the mortal sin of giving your dog dog food without Rough Greens on it. Listen, your dog's food is garbage. My dog's food is garbage. It's just empty calories. That's all dog food is. You know, American dogs die so many years before other dogs of the same breed around the world. Did you know that? Because we don't give them nutrition. We give them fast food double cheeseburgers every meal. Just empty calories. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Your dog will love it. You will see physical differences in your dog and his energy and his breath and his coat. Digestive system. It fixed Fred's digestive problems. Give Rough Greens to your dog. Roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag, or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. Don't just hope Fluffy stays around forever. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. All right? All right, here he is some more.
No, I said, so if the standards, like let's say, I think that particular thing was referring to surgeons. Let's say a surgeon in training is asked to do a series of operations under the supervision of a senior surgeon, and they get a bunch of those operations wrong. If that happens, and yet they are still approved to be a surgeon.
Did you hear where Elon screwed up there? We'll talk about where Elon screwed up next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, reminding you you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now I'm going to wrap up this Don Lemon Elon Musk interview here in just a moment, where Elon screws up here after Don acts very confused. I don't understand. DEI has been proven to work. Elon goes into something, but then I'm actually going to take the side of a communist, believe it or not. But anyway, Elon, as Don's finishing up his question here, screws up. Can you tell where he screws up?
I'm trying to understand your logic here when it comes to DEI, because there's no actual evidence of what you're saying.
No, I said, so if the standards, like let's say, I think that particular thing was referring to surgeons.
Did you catch it? He's already screwed up. He's already lost. Did you catch how? Well, Don Lemon, this is a communist tactic. They learned this. As he's finishing it up, as he's finishing up his question, caps it off with a, hey, I already proved everything I said's correct and everything you said's dumb, so how are you going to talk about that? And Elon, instead of destroying that, instead of attacking back, attempts to explain himself. Don Lemon finished his question the same way liberal Aunt Peggy finishes her questions to you. He finished his question that way because he's not interested in your explanation. In fact, if you even offer him an explanation, he will not listen to you and he will sit back and smirk the entire time you're offering him the explanation because he knows he doesn't care about it and you think he does care about it. You don't sit and reason with a religious zealot. You do not. If you have a Democrat friend who will actually listen and you guys can exchange ideas and debate, fine. If you have a liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, she pulls that kind of crap on you, walk away and let her go. All right? All right. I wanted to finish that up quickly because we still have to get to Niger and I still have to I have to take the side of a communist, which I'm about to do here. Not in the way you think, but before I do something, let me just say this. I want you to picture something. Picture something, right? You, me, we're going to have a competition. The winner of this competition gets $1 million. $1 million, all right? $1 million. You with me? Okay. What is the competition? Well, volleyball. You are going to pick five players. And the five players are going to be your volleyball team. And your volleyball team is going to square off against my volleyball team. And whoever wins that game, whoever's team wins that game, gets $1 million. Cold hard cash, no taxes, a suitcase full of $1 million. Gold bars like Bob Menendez. $1 million, right? So you want to win, and I want to win. And so you go out and you grab the best volleyball players you could find, super competitive, and they want to win. I go out and I grab what I think are the best volleyball players I can find and players who want to win. Except the game starts and my players almost kind of seem lackadaisical out there. They're playing, but whenever something doesn't go their way, your team makes a great play on my team. My players are kind of laughing about it. Oh, gosh, we suck. Oh, well, no big deal. It's only a sport. But your players are acting like it's life or death. They're diving all over the place, skinning up their knees, teamwork, getting each other fired up. Let's go. When they make a great play, they're high-fiving. Woo, we did it. Your team, all the way committed. Your team, pretending like it's life or death. My team, laughing, having a good time whenever something goes wrong. Let me tell you something. As the coach of my team, I'm looking across the net, the volleyball net at your team, and you know what I'm thinking? I'm jealous. I wish I had players on my team who were committed to winning the game like your players are committed to winning the game. And this is all going to come down to what Ketanji Brown Jackson said today. I'm sure you've already heard it. Every single person on the right is up in arms about what Ketanji Brown Jackson said. She sits on the Supreme Court and she gets up there and trashes the First Amendment very openly.
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time period.
What? Everyone's freaking out. What do you mean? That's the point of the First Amendment, is to hamstring the government. Who is this dirty commie? And yes, she's a dirty commie. And yes, that's evil. And yes, what she wants is wrong. And yes, she's a tyrant. And yes, she wants to take away all these things. But you know what I freaking admire? Ketanji Brown Jackson gets on the Supreme Court, and Ketanji Brown Jackson sees herself as a tip-of-the-spear communist warrior who will spend every waking minute on the Supreme Court doing every single thing in her power to destroy her enemies and reward her friends. Ketanji Brown Jackson's out there playing volleyball, and daggone it, she showed up to win. And then we have the dorks on the right we put on there every time. Every single freaking time. From the losers George Bush put on there to the losers Trump put on there. Oh, well, don't get me wrong. I know they get it right every now and then. But then they'll get one right. You know, they'll overturn Roe versus Wade. And then 5 seconds later, we get a Supreme Court ruling like we got today with the, quote, right-wing justices saying Texas can't enforce immigration law. You would never see one of their players make a call like that. Ever in a million years. It would never happen. Ketanji Brown Jackson could be on her deathbed and she would never toss a win like that to the other side. Our side will routinely toss a win like that just to look like the good guys. It drives me insane. You hear this clip from Ketanji Brown Jackson and you hear an evil committed communist dedicated to destroying your freedom and the Constitution. And you're correct about that. It's not like you're hearing something wrong. But when I hear Ketanji Brown Jackson, I am actually filled with jealousy. I'm filled with jealousy because, my gosh, my kingdom for anyone on my side who would be this committed.
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods.
The losers on the right get on the Supreme Court and they view themselves as all being Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, and I just want to do things the right way and keep things calm. In the meantime, the communist gets on there and the communist is committed every single day to his path of destruction. And we can't have that. We can't succeed like that with the Supreme Court only getting half of them right when we control it. We can't have the Supreme Court making half the decisions correct when the communist tries to take away something from us, but then handing the communists the other half. Well, you know, we got to look bipartisan, guys. After all, I'm just a jurist. Or jurisprudence or whatever other stupid legal language they use to lie through their teeth and tear apart the Constitution every friggin' day. I don't know why I ended up getting so daggone fired up, but It's that Supreme Court ruling combined with them and what they do and how they operate. It drives me nuts. All right, we're going to talk really quickly about Niger. Just know that what happened in Niger does matter. The resources of the world have always been important, and that hasn't gone away just because we're in the digital age. In fact, one resource we should all be acquiring right now is precious metals. Those are going to get more and more precious in the coming years as the world's currencies, all currencies, not just ours, as the world's currencies go down and down and down, and they are, precious metals are going to become even more precious. Oxford Gold Group will get some gold or silver coins in your hands now, before that day comes. And this is for anyone. You don't need a bank vault. It's not gold bars. This is so normal people can own some gold or some silver. Don't go nuts. Get something. And also get something in your retirement account as well. And the best part about Oxford Gold Group is they make it really easy. This stuff gets way too complicated for me. I don't understand. How do I get it in the 401k? But is someone just going to show up at my house with a sack of gold? No. Oxford handles all that for you. Call 833-995-GOLD and let Oxford Gold Group handle it, okay? 833-995-GOLD. Let's talk about Niger and then some headlines next.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We will be back tomorrow. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All right, I'm just gonna say this about the whole Niger situation. What happened was Niger, they ended a deal they had with us. It was a military deal. There are a lot of deals that go on with powerful countries around the world and less powerful countries. And we are one of those powerful countries that does deals like this. And these deals always look something like this. Hey, Niger, man, things are looking a little shaky over there. We can probably step in and provide your government some stability, maybe some weapons, some cash, help you get things more stable and get things rolling. But you, Niger, you will in turn, you will provide things for us. So, for instance, if you have a great location, maybe a great port or something like that, we're going to use all or some of that port whenever we want. If we want to take over this airfield and launch our planes from here, our military jets, you will let us. So we'll win and you win. That work, Niger? That work? And these nations around the world say, yeah, that works. And you should know it's how all the powerful countries do it. And how all the powerful countries have done it forever. We do it today. China does it. Everyone does it today. That's how it's always done. Well, there was something fairly big that happened today, but it's not something that's going to make a bunch of headlines, so most people won't talk about it. Niger, they ended our military deal and told all of our troops to leave. You should understand that Niger produces a gigantic amount. I think it's 7% of the world's uranium comes from Niger. Uranium is a really, 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 really big deal. And you should understand that Russia and China, they have been dumping resources into Africa and South America, trying to essentially get more of those countries with that arrangement that I just talked about than we have. And they've been very, very, very successful pushing us out of these places. If we lose control of too many resources on the planet, historically, it's a bad thing. So this is a small thing, and it gets complicated, and it's long, and I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but just know that in the end, that's not good. Also, there's something else that isn't good. It's called Planet Fitness, the workout place. It's time for us to step up and do something here. This video went viral online. I'm going to let this lady play it so you can just use your imagination. But what she says ends up being backed up as true here. Apparently, this is a Planet Fitness thing.
Good day. I just wanted to say I just came out of Planet Fitness. And there is a man shaving in a women's bathroom. I came in Monday. There's a man in the women's locker room shaving. A little girl sitting in the corner. She could have been 12 years old. I don't know how old she was. In a towel. Kind of freaked out that there's a man shaving in her locker room. Well, I was offended. I took a picture of him and I asked him, why are you there? You're a man with a penis. Why are you in the women's locker room? And he justified by saying, I'm queer LGB. And I said, you shouldn't be in the women's locker room. Well, I left. And as I said this morning, I got canceled. Planet Fitness is defending the man in the women's locker room, the man with the penis, rather than the child sitting in the corner with a towel wrapped around her.
We got that one courtesy of Libs at TikTok. And you should know since then there's been an update. The rumor has it that there is internally at Planet Fitness a panic. Since Planet Fitness didn't back up this woman and in fact canceled her and instead took the side of the tranny freaks, people were canceling their Planet Fitness membership. You understand that it is a patriotic thing for you to do tonight to cancel that membership. Email, phone call, it's time to dogpile on the communists. It's time to let other businesses know. Remember, it's as much about them as it is these guys. It's time to let businesses know we're tired of the insanity. We're tired of the filth. It stops here. We have got to draw a line in the sand with our money. All right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
CDC finally releases a 148-page study on myocarditis following the COVID vaccine, and every single word of it is redacted. I once again want to remind everybody that people have to go to prison. Government people must go to prison or America cannot be saved. Period. No such thing as long COVID. Health agency says in a shocking claim and then goes on to say it's an unnecessary fear. I almost forgot that once they started handing out those poison shots and 13-year-olds started dying with exploding hearts, that they ran out and tried to act like it was, quote, long COVID with all the vaccine complications. Man alive. Back to what I was just saying. People have to go to prison. Putin wins rigged Russian election with 87% of the vote. I don't know. That seems like that might not be on the up and up. We're not a banana republic. Netanyahu responds to Chuck Schumer calling him an obstacle to peace. You know, I don't really think about it too much from their perspectives. It's not my country, but it is going to be an interesting future for Israel after all this. Boy, tell me that relationship hasn't been permanently damaged. Schiff, if SCOTUS is slow, they're making a deliberate decision to push Trump trial past the election. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Here's Adam Schiff.
The Supreme Court moved with great speed when it came to ruling that Trump could appear on the ballot. The question is, will it also move with great speed in rejecting this bogus immunity claim? If it doesn't, it's making a deliberate decision, essentially, to push the trial past the election. And I think that would be a terrible decision, both for the interest of justice.
Just want to remind everyone as we wrap this thing up here that communists reward their dirtballs. Adam Schiff, he's the biggest lying scumbag out there. You know that and I know that. But Adam Schiff, having been a loyal lying scumbag, is now going to be Senator lying scumbag. Letitia James is going to be Senator Letitia James or Governor Letitia James. The worst people get advanced, get promoted in that party. All right, whatever. Be back tomorrow to have fun. That's all. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast.
As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.